Today is Tuesday, the 16th of June, and we thank you for taking time to connect with us this morning. Our team for the day is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Pastor.
Well, a very good morning to each of you. We give God praise for another day. Our minute with the Master today is drawn from Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 12, the Bible says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." And our minute with the Master today is titled, "The Power of the Sword." The power of the sword. In his book, The Lost Art of Disciple Making, Leroy Emmis describes his personal battle with anger. It was not until he made a covenant with God, which included memorizing and meditating on Colossians chapter 3, verse number 8, which says, "You yourself are to put off all these, anger, wrath, etc., that the anger loosened its grip on his emotions. He reviewed the verse daily and asked the Lord to bring it to mind whenever he was tempted to lose his temper. The word of God became a sword with which he was able to win his spiritual battles. Jesus used scripture in a similar way also. When he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness by Satan, Jesus rebuffed every temptation by quoting an appropriate verse from Deuteronomy chapter 4, This happened in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. If you are in a spiritual battle, your sword is to be the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, according to Ephesians 6 and 17. If there is a persistent spiritual battle you fight, memorize a portion of God's living and active word to gain the victory. I'll leave you with this quote from Martin Luther, the reformer, and he says, "The Bible is alive. It speaks to me. It has feet. It runs after me. It has hands. It lays hold on me." The power of the sword. God bless you today.
Amen and good morning. Our prayer petitions for today follow. The family of Julie Jimenez. We keep the family in our prayers to be comforted by the Holy Spirit as they go through the days ahead. We pray for the Lord to keep Colin, Kia, and the entire family close. Julie's viewing is being held at Paradise Funeral Home, 14545 Carver Drive in Miami, Florida, on Thursday, June 18th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Her homegoing service is being held at Second Baptist Church, 11111 Pinkston Drive, Miami, Florida, on Friday, June 19th at 12 p.m. First Baptist Church of Orlando, we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that cannot be contained and for the Lord to continue to use the church and Pastor Trey. Carter, who is a five-year-old, we pray for the Lord to pour his spirit upon him and grow him spiritually and intellectually. Zai, Lucy, and Kai, young people, we pray for Christ to form their character and for them to be around good people who will influence them in the right way. Our grandchildren, we pray that God will protect their innocence and their purity and for them to thrive in wisdom and education. Those looking for a job, we intercede for divine favor in employment. Michelle, we pray for her to recover and be totally healed. Everyone on the call, we ask the Lord to supply everything you need. We pray for you to be a good steward of your finances and manage your funds well. We also pray for debt cancellation. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Amen. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer. God, we thank you and we give you glory. God, we praise you and we magnify your holy name. God, we love you. We adore you. And God, we bless you today. Thank you, God, for another day. God, thank you, oh God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for keeping us, watching over us, and being with us. And so, God, as we get this day started with you, God, we thank you, first of all, for blessing us with it. And then, God, we ask, oh God, that you would keep us through it. And so, God, we lift you. We praise you and we magnify your name today. We honor you, God, and we glorify you for who you are. Thank you, oh God, for loving us to life. Thank you, oh God, because your word says that Jesus says that I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so, God, we thank you for the abundant life. God, we thank you for the new mercies that we have already witnessed in this day. And so, God, we just honor you and praise you today. We pray, God, that you would forgive us of our sin. We ask in the name of Jesus that, God, you would hold us, help us, and, God, that you would hear us when we pray. God, we honor you. God, we thank you. And God, we lift you up, we magnify your name, and we give you glory. God, we thank you, God, for every person that's on this call today, and we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would hold us, God, that you would give us your grace, God, that you would help us, oh God, to do what it is that you've called us to do. Help us, God, to be better today than we were on yesterday. God, help us to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you because your word declares that he who has begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so, God, thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you, O God, for continuing, O God, to use us and to continue, O God, to use us for your glory. And so, God, we just bless you and we magnify your name. God, we pray for the family of Sister Julie. God, we lift them up and we ask, O God, that you would comfort them even now. God, your word tells us to comfort others with the comfort that you have given to us. And so, God, we are just covering them in prayer, asking, oh God, that you would give them peace in their hearts and in their minds, God, that you would hold them, God, in this difficult time, God, that you would help them while they are grieving. We pray for the First Baptist Church of Orlando, and we pray, God, for Pastor Trey, God, that you will continue to use him, God, and continue, oh God, to propel him forward, God, cover him and give him your grace, God, and allow him, God, to do, God, what you have called him to do. And so, God, we just pray, oh God, your blessings. God, we're praying for Carter today. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, we're asking, oh God, that you would bless God like never before. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you would keep him, God, and use him, God, that you would, God, pour out your spirit upon him. God, we're praying for all young people, God. We call out the name of Zion, Lucy, and Kai, God, and we pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will continue, oh God, to shape them, to mold them, God, and to help them, oh God, to have godly character, and God, that they will not only have godly character, God, but they would also have godly influence, God, and that they will be an influence on those around them. God, we pray for grandchildren, God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that, God, you will continue, oh God, to use all of our young people, God, that you will continue, oh God, to help them, oh God, and that you would help them, oh God, to grow in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We're praying, God, that you would keep them protected, God, and that you would preserve them for their destiny. God, we're asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for all of the children that are connected to us, that, God, you would, oh God, bless, God, that you would, oh God, use in a mighty way to change this world, to change their generation. God, your word declares that if we train up a child in the way that they should go, that when they are old, that they will not depart from it. And so, God, we're praying in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for those who are seeking employment today. We're asking, God, that you would open doors. We're asking in the name of Jesus that you will set them in front of the right people, God, and that you will allow them to have effective interviews, God, that you would allow, God, their qualifications, God, to meet the requirements, and God, that you would then show favor, a double portion of favor. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus, even now, God, for jobs that match skills level, and I'm praying, oh God, for jobs, oh God, that will be, that will, God, provide, God, the income that needs to be provided. And God, I'm praying and asking, God, that you would open doors, God, as only you can. We know that you're able to do it. And so, God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you would do it for them. God, we're praying for Michelle today. We're asking, oh God, that you would help her, oh God, to be totally healed. God, your word says that it is by your stripes that we are healed. And so, God, we know that you are a healer. And so, God, we're just praying, oh God, that you would touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. God, we're praying for those who are on this line that are preparing for appointments, waiting for results, God, those who are preparing for procedures. God, we're asking, oh God, that you would just touch all of us, that you would heal us and strengthen us, God, and give us, oh God, everything we need so that we can continue, oh God, to serve you and to do your will, to walk according to your way and to live by your word. And so, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. And God, we magnify your holy name. Bless us, keep us, and God, stand by us today, we pray. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray that the presence of God will go with you and bless your efforts today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.